Hello, everybody. Welcome or welcome back to the In Between Podcast. I am your host, Kimberly, and this is a podcast to help you live from a worldly life to now a godly life. Now, I just want to talk about something, and I am so, so sorry in advance. I am sick right now, so if you hear me sounding a little weird, that is why. I am very stuffy and congested, so if I clear my throat throughout the episode, also sorry about that. But y'all, it's been busy. I know I say that every single episode, but like, life is busy, which is why I want to talk about this today. So today's episode is called "There Is No Shame in Rest." Ta-da! No shame in rest. And you know what? People will be like, "Christian, I'll take that break. It doesn't matter." I'm gonna tell you, there's some people like me who has a hard time taking a break because they feel like they have to keep doing stuff. That is something that I've been working on, and you know what? Hey, we're here now, so yay. Really quickly, let's just go ahead and just pray over today's episode that God will speak to us, Lord. Father, thank you so much for this opportunity, Lord, to be able to speak your word, God, and I pray that you just let your spirit guide us through all of this, Lord. Let your word speak through me, Lord, and just let this episode flow through our tongues, Lord. I pray that whatever this message is that you have to say, Lord, that you just let it touch our hearts and our minds and our spirits, Lord. I pray that you remove any distractions, anything to remove us from you, Lord. Any distractions or any obligations, Lord, that we could just understand that it is okay to take a break. And that you just let it speak through us, Lord, and let this be something that changes in our hearts, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. Sorry, I had to clear my throat already. Just started. Here we are. Okay. We're gonna try to get through this. Okay. So sometimes in life gets so busy and it becomes so overwhelming. If you're like me, taking a break is very, very difficult. Like, I mean, there's so much on your agenda and you find it very hard to even have a little bit of me time, or let alone God time. Like me, my agenda is jam-packed from the minute, every single minute of the day, there is something, and it's overwhelming, it's tiring, and it is exhausting, and sometimes you just want to take a break and just live with God, you know what I mean? Like, just take a break, take a nap, you know? But there's no time to take a nap, and that's okay. Sometimes we just need to say no to the obligations of the world around us, and just take a break. Like, it's okay to say no. And that's coming from me, who I will say yes to everything. Like, if someone needs my help, I'm there. I'm not going to say no to you. I don't know how to say no. But sometimes there are times where you just have to say no. There are times where you're just so overwhelmed, or sometimes you just, even if you're not overwhelmed, let's say you have nothing on that day, but you just need to take that day off. Say no. It's okay. They're not going to hate you because you said no. They're not, like, it's okay to say no just because we need to put ourselves first sometimes. In Genesis 2 and 2, God didn't rest because he was tired. He just did not want to work. He does not want his work to be a dwelling place, which is why he blessed the seventh day. Like, I mean, guys, God didn't have to take a break. He wasn't exhausted. He wasn't tired. He just wanted to take a break because he doesn't want the work that he was doing to be an obligation or something that he was just, you know, hating. He wanted to be something where he could dwell in his spirit and just be there and admire his work. We don't want our work, the work that we do, to be obligations or something that we hate, where every day we wake up and we're like, oh my gosh, I have to go do this. No, we want it to be something that we could admire later on, because our hard work always pays off. But if we're going to constantly overwork ourselves and to the point where we're not taking breaks and we're at the point where we're hating what we're doing, that's a little bit of a sign to take a break. So use that seventh day. Have that Sabbath. And then in Exodus 28 and 11, the Bible told us to rest, specifically told us to do no labor on that day. Same thing in Deuteronomy 5, 12, and 15. It repeats over and over and over again throughout the Bible. In fact, it is one of the Ten Commandments where we should rest Do no labor. Take a break. God wants you to take a break. Because look, there is no amount of work that you could do that is going to make you more saved. It doesn't matter how much you do. It doesn't matter how little you do. What matters is your relationship with God. Don't make yourself so busy in God's kingdom to the point where you have no time to even sit down and speak to God or have a relationship with God. Because there's some things that can happen. You're like, oh, but if I'm doing work in God's kingdom, then that means I'm getting closer to God. No, because you're not taking that time, that one-on-one time with God. Yeah, you're doing it for him, but are you doing it for yourself? Are you truly seeking a relationship with God? Or are you just doing it because you think work is going to make you more saved? There's no amount of work that you can do to make you more saved. Keep that in your head. If you overwork yourself to the point where you have no time to even take care of yourself, take a break, say no to some things, let go of some things. It's okay. We don't have to have a fully packed agenda, and that's totally fine. God repeats it throughout the Bible, everywhere in the Bible, actually. Take a break. Do no labor. Rest. I mean, what do you do when you're stressed? Take a nap and eat. He said it in the Bible, not me. It doesn't matter what we do. You just got to learn how to take a break. And I know sometimes for some people it's hard, because that's something that I really did struggle with. It's just saying no to some things. Like, again, I don't know how to say no, so I will say yes to everything. And it got to the point where my agenda was so full. Like, it was crazy. Like, I had meetings after meetings, events after events. I was helping some people, and it was just over and over, back to back. Got to the point where I didn't even have time to read my Bible because I was too tired, so I just went straight to sleep. There were some times where I don't even have time to take care of myself sometimes. Like, I would forget to eat or don't have enough time to eat. So it's just, we need to learn how to take a break. And that's coming from me, who taking a break is not an option. Like, if I have to sit here and take a break, whatever. And honestly, I'm gonna be honest with you guys, what really forced me to take a break is when I got a concussion after my accident. So don't be like me and wait until you get into a car accident to have a concussion and be forced to rest. So, you know, let's just take that break, okay? But honestly, taking that break, those few days off, just being in bed and just resting the whole time, like, honestly, it has changed something in me. And yeah, I know I was just in bed, but just being in bed made me feel a lot closer to God. And not only that, like, more peace of mind. And I feel like just that's why God made it so important for us to take a break. It's because he knows it's human nature to be forced, like, to just be work driven, you know. It's in our nature. We can't control that. It's just who we are and how we were done. Which is why he emphasized taking a break. Use that seventh day. Take that break throughout your day, you know, just have a little nap or something. Just have a little break and God will do the rest. I promise you, just keep it in your mind. There is no amount of work that you're going to do that's going to keep you from being saved. What truly matters is not the work that you do for him, it's the time you spend with him. Say it again. What matters is not the work that you do for him, but the time you spend with him. So don't overwork yourself. Live your life with God. And even if you're not in church and you're just listening to this podcast, cool. Hey, what's up? Don't overwork yourself to the point where you don't even have time to take care of yourself, you know? We got to focus on our mental health too. And just overworking and being stressed and not learning how to take breaks could really mess up your mental health and you'll become burnt out. So let's just take a break. Let's rest. Take a nap. Eat something. Take a lazy day if you would like. Because that's what truly matters, is your mental health and your relationship with God. Not the amount of work that you do. Now, I'm saying don't do no work. We still got to do something. We still got to be busy. But just learn how to take a break every now and then. All right. Well, that is all I have for today's episode. I hope you guys learned something. And I'm so sorry that I'm very stuffy. But yeah, I will see you guys next week. I love you guys. Don't forget to check out the Instagram, because we do post some polls there for you guys to put in, like, episode requests and stuff. So just check that out. I love you guys. Have a blessed day, night, afternoon, morning, whenever you're listening to this, and bye.